Welcome to the Cyclomatic Fogcast.
It's Friday. It's after work.
And this is the Cyclone Fanatic Fogcast. Get my geek on. The Cyclone Fanatic Fogcast is presented by Iowa's most recommended real estate agent, Mark Charter.
Now, hear this.
No other agent in Iowa offers more when you buy or sell your home through Mark Charter, including a customizable commission plan when you list your home. You choose 5, 6, or 7%. Read more about Mark Charter and see why he is Iowa's most recommended realtor at Trulia.com and MarkCharter.com.
This is how we roll.
And now, please welcome your hosts, Mark Charter, Chris Williams, and Adam Gray.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to this week's podcast. It's kind of a thawcast, actually, because we're rarely posting this on a Thursday night for you here at CycloFanatic.com. It's the Mark Charter Real Estate Thawcast. Thursday after work, I'm drinking coffee, sucking down on some Paul's cough drops, getting ready to head to Benchwarmers in Ankeny for the Cyclone Fanatic radio show. Charter, that contagious cough that you had for like 4 weeks has finally been transmitted to my brain.
Still not completely gone. On my head, by the way.
My God. I don't know
I've coughed like 3 times since I've been here.
I've got to do this, and then I've got to go do the radio show. I don't know how it's going to hold up.
You have some trusty pipes, though. As much as you're on the radio, you have to.
You know what? Last night, it was signing day, and it was obviously a long day. I've been up all day. I've been up since really early. And I was on with Heather Burnside, and who was with her? Hanrahan and Bryce Miller. And I was driving home from Ames, and I actually, like, coughed on the radio and had to take a drink because I couldn't do it anymore. I'm a little bit concerned about tonight's radio show.
I couldn't do what you do for a living. If I use my voice too much, I'll lose it.
You know what's funny? You said that is my first week at KMA, which was my first job out of college. I totally lost my voice like a week and a half into it. Because it is an instrument, and it's just like anything. Like, we're watching golf right now. Like, if you don't ever play golf, you're going to suck at it. And your voice is the same way. If you're not used to – people talk all the time. But you don't project like a broadcaster, right? Because we all have a douchey little tone. All of us broadcasters do. And when you do it all the time and you're not used to it, yeah, it'll drain you. What's up, Adam Gray? You've got the broadcaster douchiness now. You've been doing this long enough.
Let's hear your douche voice.
I don't know about the broadcaster douchiness, but I do have a little douchiness.
Will you pull that thing closer to your mouth?
I did exactly what you said. Is that better?
By the way, if you're listening to this, every week we have this debate before we start. So Chris yells at Adam because Adam does not know how to properly wear a headset.
And I want to clarify one thing, too, here on the podcast is Adam and I, we give each other a lot of, I want to say the S word.
Banter?
Yeah. It's because he's like my brother. I love him like that, so I give him a lot of it's the S word.
You could probably say no. Shite.
Yeah.
You could say
no, shite. I don't. Thou shall not cuss.
I don't think if you say shite, that is cussing, actually.
Hey, so Mark Charter Real Estate, you're the sponsor of this podcast.
That's correct.
Yes. Last week we got some Twitter feedback. We were talking about the potential of my wife's breast being engorged because the fetus is growing.
Yeah.
And so earlier today, just for the guy who was complaining about the potential of the engorged breast, we got the cervix checked earlier today. She is dilated.
There you go.
The fetus is going to make an appearance at some point in time. So to that guy who is not
a fan,
he's
of
not a fan
chatter.
Of the veiny breast talk. The cervix has expanded, and we are awaiting the fetus in this world.
Adam is noticeably getting uncomfortable here. Have you learned the reference? And this is true. There's something called the bloody show. It's a pregnancy reference.
So I was doing a little work on Google the other night.
Yeah.
And Dr. Google told me a little bit about the bloody show.
Yeah. It's, talk about a nasty term. That should be the word of the week. It won't be. I've got another one. But that, yeah. When it comes to pregnancy and birth, it's kind of gross.
Guys, I'm so jacked up, though.
It's soon.
Oh, man. I can't wait. I think it's a boy. Like, we don't know, but there are genetic things going on, and I'll tell you guys about it after the baby's born. But we think it's a boy. Mm-hmm. We're gonna find out at birth. But Gray will make fun of me here. I think Charter will be like, Charter's a little more open about things like this. Gray will make fun of me. But guess what I ordered the other day? It's epic.
Oh, God.
I hope it wasn't something like a Vikings jersey.
No, actually, I already bought the Vikings singlets. Oh. We're good for that for football season.
Okay.
It's a John Cena onesie. It's so awesome.
So
it says, the champ is here, and it's pointing down at a belt. It's it's going to be sweet.
I've been there,
done that. I hope it's a girl now.
If it's a girl, then I will donate that to the next friend of mine who has a boy. I will give that to them at birth.
From time to time, I've been accused of being a good dresser. I'm a little dressed down today with jeans, but as it relates to that first gift for your child, so my son is 3, and I remember we were in, I think, Tanger Outlet. Before he was born, my wife was pregnant, and we were in the polo store over there, and I came across this little pair of white polo shoes with the little blue horsey on them.
Mm.
And they were tiny. They were for an infant, and I just said, we got to buy these. We absolutely have to buy them. So
he probably rocked them too, didn't he? Is that Seton?
Yeah.
We're talking about Seton?
I don't know. There's the cough. I don't know if I ever actually saw the kid wear them, to be honest with you, but... Hey, it was the sentimentality that counts.
I would like to give a shout out, and I know Adam Gray will appreciate this, and this will be a good segue into our Iowa State talk. I want to give a shout out to Charter. So Charter comes up to me at the basketball game last Saturday when it was halftime.
Yep.
Clones beat TCU, of course. And he introduces me to his son, Seton, Steel Jantz jersey.
Oh, the greatest of all time.
It's Gray's. It's now Charter.
Number 2.
This is Gray's favorite clone of all time.
Somebody was giving me some heat on Twitter about that. You posted that, and they said they were making fun of Jantz, I think. Or he was the one that blew it or something. I don't know.
That's ridiculous.
It was probably a hawk.
Probably. So you love Steel. He's your man?
Steel just, you know what? He might turn it over 5, even 6 times in a game, but you know he's going to come out and he's going to keep chucking that ball. Well, I love that.
Now, this is true, Gray, too, and I'm not embellishing here. You will back me on this.
Yeah.
Gray's favorite players, Steel Jantz, Brett Favre,
yes,
and Jay Cutler. Tony Romo.
I do love Tony.
And Tony Romo. Those are your guys. Any trend here?
Jay is dipped off a little bit.
This is why you can't stand Sam Richardson.
I'm showing...
Take a chance, Sam. Throw it deep, man.
I'm showing Gray the proof there.
That's actually an Aaron Wimberly jersey, but I'm going to say...
It's a Steel Jantz jersey.
No, it's... Yeah. It's who you want. Remember, in college, they can't put the name on it. So
yeah,
it is
they can't, yeah.
Who you think it's
Steel Jantz is still getting royalties for that jersey that your son is wearing.
Where is Steel these days?
Hey, it's a funny story you bring that up.
He knows, apparently.
No.
There he is.
That's the funny part of this.
Okay.
So, Rob Gray, who writes for us, we had this idea. Rob's a very good feature writer. That's his cup of tea.
His bread and butter.
Yeah. So, leading up to the Iowa game this year, we had talked since the day we hired Rob, like, we really want to do a in-depth, like, where are they now feature on Steel Jantz.
Mm-hmm.
Rob tried for like a month and a half to get a hold of him.
Wow.
Could not. Track down Steel Jantz's brother, who's playing D2 ball.
Isn't his name Truck or something like that?
He's like Fox?
He's got like an Uncle Truck or something like that.
Yeah.
But like actually called the coach of the D2 program,
mm-hmm,
trying to get a hold of Jantz's brother. Could not get a call back. Steel Jantz is impossible to find. My only hope is that he's listening to the podcast and he can get a hold of us.
So, Chris, I follow our social media very closely.
But Steel Jantz and I are friends on Facebook, but he won't reply to me.
That's crazy.
He likes, all of a sudden, randomly, he will like 5 Cyclone Fanatic stories in a row. It's almost like he knows you're trying to track him down, and he is just messing with you.
I think Jantz is playing the game. So, anywho, to Rob, like, I'm like, dude, try and track him down for a year.
Mm-hmm.
Chronicle every phone call, every text message, email you make, and write like a short story about trying to track down Steel Jantz.
Yeah.
And quote these people you're talking to. So I think his brother's at like Sioux Falls or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, get a quote from the SID. Like,
yeah.
And then like the kid not calling you back. Like, I think it's fascinating.
Where in the world is Steel Jantz?
I did a thing on Jared Barnett.
Yeah.
Before senior day this year. got a hold of Jared Barnett in 10 minutes. These guys usually like the press. Jantz doesn't want to be reached.
You would think, unless he's not getting the messages for some reason. So, like, if you Facebook message someone, I learned this the other day. Here's a little shout-out for fanatics out there so they don't do this as well. I discovered that there's a folder on Facebook called Other. Are you guys aware of this?
No, what? No, no. I saw.
See,
you.
My wife yelled at me because I was stupid for not knowing about this folder.
I don't know about this Other.
So if I message you on Facebook, usually you get a little ding and a red one pops up, and you go to your message folder, right? Well, I don't know what led me to. So I'm on this like Ankeny for sale swap page that are so popular in all these communities. And somebody posted on one, said, I just PM'd you. It wasn't to me. It was to somebody else. I was reading this comment. But remember to check your other folder because sometimes it ends up in there. Well,
it's like a spam folder?
Yeah. So essentially the other folder is Facebook's way of declaring this one's important and this one isn't, and we'll make that decision for you. Mm. So it's, if you go and check your messages, your message folder, you'll see it up in the upper left and it says Other, but it doesn't give you an indication there's anything in it. When a message goes into it, you don't get notified about it. So unless you go on your own to check it. So I went in and checked mine for the first time. I had about 100 messages in there dating back years, and most of them were spam, which was good. Not even spam, like invites to stuff from friends, you know, like just events and things like that. I did come across one from last April, though, from somebody that wanted to use me as their agent. And
damn Facebook.
Guess what? Never got it. So I sent this person a message saying, oh, by the way, I'm sure you sold your house or whatever, but just wanted to let you know I didn't ignore you. I just discovered the other folder. And I guarantee you they're on the other end going, yeah, right. Uh-huh. You didn't know about this other folder. So you guys have some homework tonight. You can go check your folders, see if there's anything.
Chance has probably been sending stuff there.
So maybe Steel Jantz has been getting your messages stuffed in his other folder.
I will I'll be an angry guy if that happens.
Have you seriously not noticed how often he likes the articles you put up?
Is that really the Steel Jantz Twitter account though, or is that like a fake
one? No, a Facebook account. Oh, I guess I don't know. I just assumed it was him.
I don't know. I don't check our Facebook as much. I kind of just get the things posted. And
does it say where he lives on his Facebook page?
It's like in California, I believe. He's back in California.
He can't be that tough.
But what,
to track
you know what's funny though? So like, when you know, it'll say like it'll recommend people to be your friend. Mm-hmm. Facebook does.
Yeah.
There's always these like smoking hot chicks that pop up to me, and it's like one mutual friend. It's Jantz.
Oh, really?
All the time.
Wow.
That happens all the time. Jantz has so many hot chick friends.
Good for him.
Yeah, I would think, I'd agree with you though. Normally those people would reach back out and say, yeah, I'd love to be interviewed and tell you what I'm doing in my life.
Give me a former player that doesn't want like people to be reminded of the glory years and stuff like that. I don't think I can ever find one. But like Jantz, no. Speaking of former players, guess what?
I don't know.
Adam will like this. His second favorite clone of all time.
Mm-hmm.
Jake Knott.
Yeah.
Going to come down here and be on the Cyclone Fanatic podcast next week.
Really?
That's very exciting.
Yeah. That's kind of cool.
We're going to go I'm going to go one-on-one.
Being honest, though, Jake Knott's my number one favorite.
You like him more than Steele?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. He had a couple more key wins for Iowa State.
All-time favorite clone, Charter. Go. But football, and then we'll do basketball.
Football, I would say, you know what? Just for nostalgia purposes, this is probably before you're even born. Blaze Bryant.
Mm,
that just like I was at the age where I was really starting to like football. It was probably 86, 88, somewhere
late
in there.
80s, yeah.
Blaze Bryant, running back. I thought he was cool. So I have no idea where he is in the record books or anything, but
and what a great name for
Blaze. Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah. I don't think it had anything to do with the speed on the field. It probably had something to do with something else. Yeah. Like the Blaze. But anyway, that's my football pick.
That's good.
How about you?
Well, so, I mean, I have friends. Like, so I would automatically go with Carper, Arnaud, and Whitfer. But, like, I'm going to take those guys out. Favorite guy who I just loved watching play the game. I was really – and it was, I think – due to when I was at Iowa State, but Ellis Hobbs. Yep. I really...
Top five for me, yeah.
I loved... my favorite Ellis Hobbs play was they were playing Ohio. It was the year they went 2-10 under McCarney when Austin Flynn was starting as a true freshman at quarterback, if you remember that. And then Wade Terry and Chris Love, and it was a bitch of a year. But Ellis just killed that guy from Ohio. I don't know if you guys remember it. And he got called for a... unsportsmanlike conduct or a, you know, he hit him too hard.
Spearing. Or
basically. Yeah. But I really love Ellis Hobbs. I like the way he played the game. I liked everything that he stood for. I loved his pro career. He just stayed true to himself.
Mm-hmm.
Sage, too. I really like Sage, but I think that's more because I have a relationship with him now than anything. But he went and played for the Vikings, you know, and now he's in the media. I think he does a fantastic job.
You know my favorite part about Sage is? How much he loves Brett Favre.
He loves Brett Favre.
Yeah,
have you ever talked to him when he's around the office about Favre, like get the stories?
I've never met Sage.
Oh, you haven't?
Uh-uh.
Oh, okay. He's been around the office a couple times.
I missed him.
Well, he was starting his own website there for a while, and we were giving him some pointers and working with him.
You got to let me know next time because I would buy him lunch. Just to
he came
talk
here.
About Favre.
It was a couple years ago. He came here on a Friday afternoon for like 4 hours.
Thanks for the invite. I appreciate that.
Hey, you know, I'm sorry about that. Okay, favorite Charter. We'll start with you. Favorite basketball clone of all time.
That's a tough one. You know, I was always partial to. I don't think it was my favorite because I was a little too young, but I was always partial to Jeff Greer, just because he lived in an apartment over by the mall where I lived growing up, and I went over one day and knocked on his door and asked for an autograph, and he gave me one. So
nice.
I liked that.
That's good. That's good stuff.
Honestly, from childhood, and that's just where I go on to think of a favorite player because you're so into it then. I really like Justice Thigpen. I don't know. He had some great games, I remember, but...
I like going outside the box a little bit.
He'd probably be my favorite growing up.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, Marcus Fizer, that's everybody, though. I mean, everybody loved Fizer. Maybe the best Cyclone of all time. That's an argument to have, but I'm going to go with Thigpen.
Whenever I think of Thigpen, I always think of the... Is my microphone on?
No.
What happened?
You need to pull it closer to your mouth.
I don't think that has anything.
Yeah,
it does.
Yeah, absolutely.
It had everything to do with it.
Gray, I've told you a million times. You're just going to have to move the thing over so it's in front of you.
You need to get a smaller face.
My gosh.
That's the problem here.
What about a professional podcast we're doing here today? Who's your favorite clone of all time, Gray?
Well, I was just going to say my favorite Justice Thigpen story, or when he hit that running three-pointer against Colorado to win that game.
Yeah.
That's what I always think of with Justice Thigpen. I would have to go, and I guess it's going to be boring. Marcus Fizer is probably my favorite for a couple of reasons.
Boring.
Remember 2 weeks ago we were talking about the fantasy camp, mm-hmm. and some of my best memories as a kid were going to the Iowa State basketball camp.
Yeah.
One year for the basketball camp, Marcus Fizer had a dorm right next to mine. So I would go in there every day, and I'd sit there and talk to Marcus Fizer. He'd be lifting weights. He had a bench press in there.
Wow.
And I'd sit there and talk to him. And, so Fizer would be number one. Number two would probably be Jared Holman. Love Jared
That's
Holman.
Mine.
I'm
really?
Sorry.
Yeah, Holman's mine. I love him.
Why?
Well, again, that was when I was at Iowa State. And I've been very upfront about this for the last 5 years. I wasn't an Iowa State fan growing up. Yeah. I liked Iowa State, but I was in Southwest Iowa. I grew up in a family of Hawk fans.
Mm-hmm.
The Iowa State was never on.
Yep.
Now, that started to change towards the end, like when I was in high school and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I, you know, and I watched them, and I remember cheering like hell for Iowa State in the Elite Eight that one year, and that whole, like, I was not the Hawk guy who was cheering for Hampton that night. That was not me. I was sick to my stomach, just like everybody else. So really, I mean, my, like, true fandom, though, started when I was in college. I think, and I think a lot of people listening are like that, too. I think a lot of, and for the record, who's the biggest Cyclone fan you know?
Myself?
Other than you.
Bloom?
My dad.
Oh, okay.
This is what
yeah,
I was
yeah,
going
yeah,
like, my dad, Mark, it's crazy. Like, he total 180. It's just insane.
Because, you just described that you grew up in a Hawk house, and then you just said he's the biggest Cyclone fan ever.
Oh, he is.
That's pretty rare that you switch so dramatically from one team to another.
So I went to Iowa State, and my best friend since I was in kindergarten was Adam Carper. I don't know if you remember him, but he played linebacker for Iowa State. He went there. I lived with a couple of players. I lived with Adam. I lived with Mike Brantner, the old punter.
Mm-hmm.
Scott Stevenson, an old lineman.
Yep.
So my dad gets to know all these guys and really had a connection to it. You know, dad met Greg McDermott, Bill Finn, and he's all in on the clones now. And they're my whole family's like that. My sister is, everybody. And that's great. But home, and I just remember those Morgan years, you know, like just the element of toughness that he and Vroman brought to that team. I mean, how much would you like to have a pain in the ass like Jared Holman on this team?
Yeah.
How much would you like it if George Niang could have his skill and then just get Homan's attitude. And I think he does, but not in like a
farm boy way.
I love, because Homan, I just loved the fact that he was from Iowa. And you know what? He was going to urinate behind that car.
Yes, he was.
I don't know. I really took a liking to his game. I remember, you remember the Harrison kid from Colorado?
I was just going to, favorite story.
Yeah, when he and Homan, they just hated each other. And every time Harrison would come to Hilton, I mean, I'd be in the front row of the student section and we're harassing that, and Homan fed off of it. I loved him.
Remember when Harrison went after Eustachy and Homan jumped in and pushed him back? And after the game, Eustachy said, Homan went after Harrison like someone was stealing one of his cows.
Yes.
Just a great quote by Eustachy.
I love those guys who are like Iowa State to the bone, man. Like I did a deal with Homan. Boy, it was right when I just started with Fanatic, probably year one or so. But I finally got a hold of him. He was in Greece. And just like the way he talked to me, it's like, man, this guy hasn't changed a bit.
Yeah.
You know, he is cloned to the bone. I love that guy.
We should, I just did a, not to completely change the subject, I guess I'm technical. I'm going back to an old subject. We just did this, the giveaway, which somebody finally won on Cyclone Fanatic.
Oh, yeah, $1,000.
Do you realize how the clones work together to corner me, by the way?
We were joking.
I mean, I was actually really impressed by it.
We were texting during the Super Bowl about how you were going to get screwed on that deal.
Well, I mean, obviously I don't put it up there if I don't, you know, if I'm not okay with spending the money. But what made it easier was there was maybe more than one, but I saw somebody took the time. I don't know how they did it. Maybe they're good at computers or whatever. But they compiled all the guesses.
Yes.
From all the posts.
And there was 150, weren't
there? And said, here's all the guesses that have happened. So then people could say, okay, well, I'm going to do this. And they were smart. They had the obvious numbers. The only way I wasn't going to pay out on that was Wilson got hurt early, or Wilson went off. And that was the only way that I wasn't going to
You were looking great in that first half because he went a quarter and a half without even completing a pass.
Yeah.
He had zero pass complete, and there's 5-6 minutes to go, and I'm like, Charter's going to win this. He's going to throw for 50 yards. No one guessed that low. He's going to win this.
Yeah, but then the score also would have tweaked that. But anyway, so congratulations to the winner, who I still don't know their name, but I'm sending them their money very soon. But I was going to say, the next contest should be the first person to get a hold of Steel Jance wins
get
a prize.
Get a quote, like an actual quote.
Wins a prize, because now my competitive juices are flowing. It's like, I got to track this guy down.
Good luck.
Got to track him down.
Rob's been trying since September.
Maybe he's got some stuff to hide, which would make the story more interesting.
Dude, and the funniest thing about it, and I don't want to say any of it just because I don't know what's true and what's not, and it's a man's life we're talking about here, but some of the tales we've heard, because we asked a lot of his former teammates, like off the record, we're like, hey, have you heard from Steele? And some of the tales going around about what Steele may or may not be up to, or and nothing illegal or anything. Yeah. It's just vintage. It's how this dude would have all these hot chick friends on Facebook. Yeah. The guy's unbelievable. He's every man's hero.
You guys seen the movie Replacements? If the NFL
Keanu
had a
Reeves.
Strike, Steele Jance is Keanu Reeves to me. He's coming back.
Nice.
Yeah, dude.
Rumors fly about people. I remember too, because you mentioned Hampton earlier, and you wouldn't have been around at the time. I think it was around. When was the Hampton game? What year?
2001.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm in school.
It was at
that time.
Yeah.
I'm in school.
You're at Iowa State.
Yep.
Okay.
And there were rumors flying all over, and not just among students, but amongst the people that I knew in Ames that knew important people, that after that game or shortly thereafter, the FBI was looking into point shaving, et cetera.
At Iowa State?
Talking to people at Iowa State about it, because it seemed and in particular, without mentioning names, there was one player on our team that had a real crappy game and missed some important shots in that game. And I'm not saying that's true or false. My point is that people talk about these things. There's some interesting stories out there about Iowa State players and what they did, and et cetera. So
there's a lot of interesting stuff that floats around about the Floyd era.
If I didn't care about my health and safety, we could have a Friday podcast where I just talked about everything that I heard, which may or may not be true about my time at Iowa State, and it would be very, very entertaining. But I'm just not going to go there.
Have you read Paul Shirley's book?
I started to read it. I didn't read all of it.
You should. If you great writing, Plus, there's so much Iowa State to it. I mean,
he's a good writer.
Even when he's writing about like playing in Russia, I mean, he's making Iowa State references the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
And he alludes to a lot of stuff that went on at Iowa State.
I will tell one story too that, and again, no names, people, no names. But I was in college and I was working at, I was doing deliveries for Gumby's.
The pokey sticks, the pepperoni rolls.
Oh, so good. Those things.
Those
things were fantastic. So, this is a true story. So I was talking to a guy that worked there at the time, and he did not know that at school I wrote sports columns. That I was like a column writer for the Daily, and connected to sports, and that has a little bit to do with this. But he is casually telling me that he is getting his drugs from one of the players on the Iowa State football team.
Oh, that's great.
That's their dealer. This guy was a dealer and also an important player. So I go, okay, well, this is interesting information. Technically, I never consider myself to be a reporter, but this is something that would be newsworthy.
Well, you could make a name for yourself with a story like that.
Could make a name for myself. So what I did instead is I used my – I'm with the Iowa State Daily and called to request a chat with Coach McCarney. And he called me back, and he was good about that. Like, even the Daily, he would call people back and say, okay, what's going on? I said, hey, Coach, you never met me before. This is who I am. I write for the Daily, but I also deliver pokey sticks at at Gumby's. And I just wanted to let you know that one of the players in your starting lineup also seems to be dealing drugs. So if I know this, then other people probably know it, and you might want to tell that player to knock it off because it's going to get out. And he thanked me for it, and you know, I didn't write anything with it. Never told people the name, but interesting stuff. What would you have done in that situation? Nothing. You know, and at the time I was looking from it as the perspective of a fan. You know, worst case scenario, this guy gets busted, kicked off the team, which maybe he deserved to be kicked off the team.
Yeah.
But what would you do knowing, like, I could write about this? I'm in the position to try to do something with this story.
What would I do?
Yeah.
Go to my advisor.
Yeah. Spoon. Did you have a Witherspoon?
Yeah. I mean, see, my whole deal, like, I never was really a reporter at the Daily. I was like, I started with one of the crappy, like, little beats, worked my way up. I was doing, like, men's golf for a year.
Yeah.
Which I loved doing that, by the way. That was fun. And then I was just a columnist. But I was doing that at the same time I was doing the scout site.
Yeah.
Cyclone Nation. So I didn't really, like, report to Spoon. But, like, if I were in your shoes, that's what I would have done. Because I feel like that's such a that's a story you better be right about. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, like, if you don't go through the proper sourcing, it could be your ass.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's one that you could lose career over, too.
Oh, yeah.
So, for any student in that situation, to me, that's a deal where, because if somebody at the Des Moines Register did that, they would go to their editor. Their editor would go to the publisher. There are checks and balances here, yep. and to me, that's too much for a student to take on alone.
And I always wondered to this day if McCarney did anything with it. If he just said, hey, thanks, I really appreciate it, and hung up and said, no, I'm not going to worry about it. Or if he called the player and said,
Knock it off. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I wonder. Never know, I guess, but maybe I'll just shoot him an email.
Okay. Hey, whatever ended up happening with this.
Hey, coach, what happened?
Guys, this is the favorite clone conversation is one of my favorite conversations to have. We need to do a clone Mount Rushmore at some point. Maybe we save that for the off season.
But not the obvious Mount Rushmore, because that would be Hoiberg and Pfizer. It's like our Mount Rushmore, which is different.
Yeah, you know, no.
Obviously, already Homan's chiseled in stone on your Mount Rushmore.
Dude, I just love Homan.
Yeah. You have a bromance going with this guy.
I do. I'd like to get Homan on the podcast someday and we put like a NC-17 thing on it and just let him go.
You should send him. When I came in here today, I was eating a heart-shaped Little Debbie. You should send him one of those.
Do you
say thinking about you?
I feel like, you know, with like humans in general, you can tell a lot about a guy by like whose favorite musician is or the type of beer he drinks or.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not judging. I just feel like you can.
Feel free to judge me. It's okay.
I feel like you can tell a lot about a dude by who his favorite clone is. You know?
Yeah.
Don't you? Do you guys agree with me?
I think you can tell a lot about their age as well.
Their age, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Because anybody that says Gary Thompson, gonna be like, yeah, you're not a teenager.
I do love Gary Thompson, though.
He's a nice guy.
Gosh, that's the coolest part. One of the coolest things I've been able to do with my job is every summer I go in Thompson Oil and I sit there with Gary for like an hour.
Yeah.
And I just let the recorder go. Sometimes I write about it. Sometimes I don't.
Shoot the bull.
But I just let him tell me stories.
The Roland Rocket?
Oh my gosh. Did you read his book?
No. I need to read more books.
He's got a book?
Obviously.
Yeah, he's got an autobiography out that was written by Chuck Offenberger, a longtime writer for the Des Moines Register. Chuck Offenberger's from Shenandoah, which is down by Clarinda, where I grew up. He's a contributor to the radio station I used to work at.
That would be a biography, by the way, not an autobiography.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Well, not to dwell on that.
Well, if you didn't correct me, somebody would have there.
Okay.
So,
there
I appreciate you doing that.
Yeah.
But no, it's fascinating. It's great. You'd learn a lot. Learn a lot about the history of Iowa State basketball.
Whenever I hear about old players, though, I always think, how would they have stacked up in today's game? And you can't compare the eras. Everybody knows that. But it's like, apparently he was great. So says every historical Iowa State fan. But to me, I'm like, you know.
You're questioning the Roland Rocket?
I'm just thinking about how much you'll judge me if I say I really like Coldplay and I drink Bud Light. What does that say about me? You know?
Can you? It doesn't say anything bad. It says you're a different guy than me. That's
what you know.
I'm not judging you.
But if you heard that, if you're like, all right, this dude wants to come in and do podcasts with you guys.
Hey,
he likes Coldplay, Little John Mayer.
You don't know me well enough, Mark.
He eats Little Debbies, and
you don't know me well enough then, because I am, like I say, I wouldn't judge you. I said I tell a lot about the guy you are. That doesn't mean I don't judge books by their cover.
So who am I? What does that make me?
That you're a suburb guy. You
have probably
a good guess there.
Have a sweet tooth.
Have a sweet tooth. Yeah. Likes the Little Debbies.
You like crappy beer? No, I'm just kidding.
I'm sure the fact that I don't want to explore beers too heavily probably does say something about me, but I don't know.
It just means you're a dude. Just a dude.
I'm just a dude.
I don't like it when people, I don't like being judged for being from Southwest Iowa or drinking Busch Light. I'm not going to judge anybody because they drink, you know, like Gray over here, like a little Zima, cold Zima after a hard day's work. I'm not going to judge him
for that. He strikes me as more of like a Chianti guy or a
flavored Smirnoff Ice.
Like a pink champagne type of a deal, you know?
I drink with my pinky out typically too.
Yeah, says the guy over here that thoroughly enjoys a good bubble bath. You know, my wife makes fun of me for that.
You really do?
Yeah, I'm like, that's Mark time. So I got my whole system.
Is that why your skin is always looking so moist?
Yeah, I've got
silky.
Yeah, moist. Boom. I've got so for the record, yes. That part of this podcast is for the people out there to get to know us a little better. So let's go. Let's go deep here. This is what I do.
And that's why this is a different podcast than the other ones.
Screw Iowa State.
So you turn the bath on. You put some bubble. Do you put candles and a little music going and just sit there and relax?
No. So what I do,
what?
My program is I've got a bathtub. The outside of it has a ledge on it.
That's convenient.
So right now, for the record, by the way, because I ran out of good bubble bath, I'm using SpongeBob SquarePants bubble bath, which is doing the job just fine. Because my wife always said, you don't need bubbles. I'm like, you absolutely need bubbles. Because what the bubbles actually do is it traps the heat of the water. The heat does not escape as quickly if you have a layer of bubbles.
What if you fart?
I don't fart in the tub, dude.
Okay.
So.
Well, because then it's, you know, the bubble is.
So my program is I get in there, and you know what's coming up real soon. I don't know if you guys watch House of Cards. If you don't.
I've heard good things. Kevin Spacey.
Fantastic show. Yeah. And the way Netflix does it is they release a whole season at once. So they're going to come out with, I think it's right around Valentine's Day, they're going to come out with like 12 episodes
so then you just
at once.
Gorge on it and get it done in a weekend.
So I run the bathwater, I get in, and I always have the DV or my computer on the ledge, and then I watch a movie or a show or do whatever.
Jeez.
Get out all pruny.
Speaking of pruny, Tiger Woods just withdrew
for the Third time in eight starts.
He's horrible.
What a joker.
He's horrible. So you guys never take baths?
No, I mean, there's nothing wrong with taking baths. To me, a bath is no different than sitting in a hot tub.
I don't do it for cleanliness, though. That's the difference.
You're just sitting in a pool of your own filth.
It's no different than a hot tub, though.
People always say that, though. It's like you're sitting in a pool of filth.
In a hot tub, germs can't survive. In a bath,
For the record, I'm a real estate agent, so rarely am I covered in filth to begin with. I'm not out slopping pigs, so...
I do find it odd that you take a bubble bath. I didn't know anyone over the age of six took bubble baths, but I'm not judging.
When I'm sick, I might.
Do you?
Every once in a while.
I have some stressful
days. Not a
days.
Bubble bath, but I take
I have a stress, some stressful days, and there's nothing more relaxing than the hot water and watching a show and just having a little me time.
Do you have a big bath? Because here I am. I'm 6'3". I can't take a bath.
I'm not crowded, no.
Really?
No. Yeah.
Oh, if I were to actually lay in the bath, I'd be eating my knees.
Let's get it on.
My tub is bigger than what you've got at your place, apparently, because
I shouldn't say eating, but it would not be comfortable for me. I would.
How do those knees taste? So when was the last time you took a bath, Chris?
I can tell you.
There you go.
I my wife always jokes that I relate, I can remember anything based off of Iowa State sporting events.
Mm-hmm.
The last time I took a bath, the Clones won by 17 at UMKC a couple years ago.
What was the occasion for the bath?
I had the flu.
Oh. Okay.
It was December 4th.
Was it December 4th?
I believe so.
No, it was later in the year, bro. It was later in December because it was the day. Remember our boss, Jason?
Yeah.
He'd sold the booze company.
Uh-huh.
And we went and we got to go through that warehouse.
We sure did.
Stocked up on booze. And I got the flu later that day. And we got a blizzard that night.
We did.
And I just remember, my satellite went out. And, I remember watching that game on the internet from the bathtub.
We were supposed to go.
We were supposed to have a bus trip.
Bus trip, yeah.
And it got canceled.
Okay.
What was this booze company he sold?
It was just like a small distribution company. It wasn't anything big. Yeah.
Apparently their product gives people the flu, so it's a good thing he sold it.
I didn't drink any of it. In fact, I have a bunch of it still.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh, I powered through that in about a month.
So do you guys want to talk about Saturday's game?
Yeah, let's do that.
So the last time we forecasted about Texas Tech, I let off with something like, hey, Clones could beat Texas Tech even with Percy Gibson starting or whatever.
Sure did.
I'll say it.
So I'll just go ahead and get it out of the way. I think that Texas Tech will beat Iowa State on Saturday.
Huh.
A little reverse psychology here.
You got, forums you got ripped on for jinxing Iowa State officially?
Yeah, that happens all the time. It doesn't matter. That's why picking games is a no-win situation for me.
Yeah.
I cannot win.
There is no conceivable way that Iowa State loses at home to Texas Tech. None.
Really?
To make it interesting, I will write you guys checks for $1,000 each next week when we record this if Iowa State loses that game.
I can't cash that check. That's unethical.
Hey, you can frame it if you want to. I'm just saying that's my comfort level.
Or you can just write it over to me. I'll gladly cash that check.
I'll write it to Cyclone Fanatic. How about that? And then, boom. You guys want more money from me anyway. So, perfect.
If Jordan Rayleigh was starting this game for Iowa State would still win about 15, 20 points.
I mean, how do you see them not winning the game?
Nope. Texas Tech's going to kill Iowa State.
Okay. I see where you're going with
this. I mean, have you seen Texas Tech?
I have.
They just mopped up on Kansas State.
They just killed Kansas State.
I have seen them.
Kansas State's really good, too.
Minus a couple great players.
Tech is just gonna waltz into Hilton, and they're gonna beat Iowa State by 20, and then do the DX suck it sign on the way out the door.
All right, Gray. So does Iowa State win by 20 or 30?
No, Texas Tech wins by 25.
You shut your mouth.
He asked me the question.
Nobody's talking to you.
Sit back and drink your Diet Coke.
And Percy Gibson sits there in Oakland.
You find the dial over there that controls your mic volume, and you turn it all the way down.
This is a conversation between grown adults.
There. All right. He's off. Okay. Greg, go ahead.
Iowa State will win by closer to 30 than 20.
27?
27 sounds about right. I don't think it'll be over 30, but I think they will. I think they're pissed. They come out, dominate early, and then they just step on the throat.
Over by halftime?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe 15 to 18 by halftime, and then they just keep it going.
The big question is, do we hold them to the point total they're used to, which is in the 40s?
No. No, they'll still get 50, but we'll score 80.
There you go.
Yeah. Our defense isn't good enough consistently to hold anyone to 40, in my opinion, but I'd like to be surprised.
How do you like them? Them apples. Go ahead and shout since your microphone's off.
Yay!
He's just going to say random words.
I love Georges.
He's like a brick from Anchorman. I love Lamp.
By the way, just to throw off the listeners, I'm going to throw out my word of the week right now.
All right, here.
I always wonder if people listen and like just skip to the word of the week just in case Iowa State makes the final four. It's not engorged. It's not moist. It's not veiny. This one's self-explanatory.
Cervix.
Why I don't like it. The word of the week this week is Kardashian.
Kardashian.
Word of the week, people.
Now, what is it about the word that you do not like?
Everything.
Break the internet.
Everything.
Everything. Yeah. By the way, have you been following the news stories about someone not named Kardashian but named Jenner? That's a really interesting story.
I have not been following that. I don't follow any of that stuff.
You're aware of who Bruce Jenner is?
Yes.
Bruce Jenner is the father of two Jenner / Kardashian girls.
Hot.
Kylie and who's the other one? Kylie and somebody else. Anyway, they all have K names. So a little history here.
It's Khloe.
No.
That's a Kardashian.
His kids.
It's Khloe and Kourtney Kardashian with Kim.
No, you idiot. We're talking about Jenner kids.
Mute your microphone again.
Jenner kids. So Bruce Jenner, who went to school at Graceland in Lamoni.
Okay.
Was at one point in his life the greatest athlete in the world in that he won at the Olympics. What's the big event there? The decathlon, right?
Yeah. Yep.
He won it. Greatest male athlete in the world. Which I don't believe, but anyway, that was the title. On the Wheaties box, the whole deal. Bruce is now, I believe, 65 years old. Bruce is officially at this point, this has been confirmed, Bruce is in the middle of transitioning to become a woman.
Are you serious?
I'm dead serious.
How did I miss this?
Yeah, he is, and there will be a reality show about it, but if you see pictures of him now, he's got like the French manicure, he's grown out his hair, he's done several things, but yes, officially becoming a woman. Now, this is just a theory, but it links back to Kardashian, why I don't like that word. I can't help but think that being around those women for all these years didn't somehow warp his mind to go down this road.
Well, there's no question, because for, 50 years of his life, he was seemed to be a sane man, right?
Yeah, correct.
And at 65, he wants to be a woman.
Correct. Yeah, I just find it so ironic that the greatest male athlete in the world at that time wanted to be a woman at that time, if you think it goes back that far, which it probably does. Probably goes all the way back to childhood. But Chris, you are a Kardashian fan. You love that stuff. Your thoughts on Bruce Jenner as you turn your microphone
on? You do watch that show, don't you?
Actually, I'm a avid watcher of reality TV. Okay, and I admit it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't watch the Kardashian shows, though. We, at my house, we watched The Batch.
Yeah.
We watch my two favorite. I'm a Real World and Challenge guy.
Yeah.
Those are my shows.
We've talked about that.
I love The Challenge. The Challenge on MTV is my favorite show on television.
Do you know who Bruce
That's
Jenner
absurd.
Is?
No, stop. Hang on a second. That's absurd. That's
Why?
A terrible take.
It's not a take. It's the truth.
Give us your take. No, I'll give you the
how
truth.
How can that be your favorite show?
It's not a take.
Show?
You think this is a bit? It's not. It's real.
No, you're just saying it just a standout.
Okay,
there's no way
gonna,
anyone.
That is my favorite show on television.
I'm going to back Chris a little bit here. Because it's been several years since I watched either The Real World or Road Rules or The Challenge.
Road Rules no longer exist.
Okay, but I have seen it, and I know what you're talking
about. Damn good show.
And it was slightly entertaining. I remember, I don't know if he's still on it, but CT from Boston.
Oh, yeah.
He was on it every year.
CT's legit. Johnny Bananas.
And he would beat everybody.
Johnny Bananas is my guy.
It's a little bit like wrestling, but real life that isn't real life.
Yeah.
Because, again, it's still
actually still fake.
TV.
Actually, we were watching The Challenge. We DVR everything. We never watch anything live, like sane human beings. But we were watching The Challenge last night, and I actually turned to my wife and said, this is ridiculous, but I go, if Johnny Bananas had T-shirts, I'd totally buy them.
Make your own.
My own Johnny Bananas
sure,
T-shirt?
Why not? Why not?
I
totally be fine.
I love it, man. I love The Challenge. It's lost a little bit of its luster since probably when you were watching.
I'm going to tell you a good show because Johnny Bananas reminded me of Johnny Drama. Johnny Drama is from Entourage. Do either of you guys watch Entourage?
Never watched it.
See, I don't get HBO.
Great show. Well, you don't need HBO anymore. You can go on things like Netflix, etc. But
I have Hulu.
The real so Mark Wahlberg, who you guys know, should know.
Marky Mark.
Absolutely. He is the producer of Entourage, and on that show, and that's basically a fictionalized version of his real life, having his, like, his crew with him when he became famous. And the character on that, who's actually his real life cousin, is named Johnny Drama. Great character, and they're about to do an Entourage movie, so you guys need to catch up on the show. But I stumbled on a new show again on Netflix, Wahlburgers. Have you heard of Wahlburgers before? Fantastic show. It follows.
These are like cheeseburgers.
Absolutely. So Wahlburgers is a show about the Wahlberg family. Marky Mark, star of Ted 2 coming out. Donnie Wahlberg of New Kids on the Block fame.
NKOTB.
Yep. And then their brother Paul. Paul's their older brother. They have
Step by Step. Ooh, baby. Gonna get to you, girl.
Yeah. Okay, great
Mark,
song.
Mark is a much better singer.
I just did that with a cold.
So Wahlburgers. So it's on A&E. And they've started a restaurant in Boston, where they're from. The brother Paul started it with Mark and Donnie as investors. And it's called Wahlburgers. The Wahlburger looks delicious. The brother Paul doesn't want to be famous. He's just a hard worker. He owns a couple restaurants.
Guy just wants to flip some burgers.
But look, watch this, though. Because of the show, they're starting to branch out everywhere. I guarantee you soon, we're going to have a Wahlburgers somewhere in Iowa.
Before we have a Whataburger? That doesn't even make sense.
Probably. And there's another restaurant to watch out for, all you foodies out there. Shark Tank. You guys know the show,
yes.
Shark Tank. Do you watch it regularly?
Every single episode.
Okay. Do you
That's
remember,
absurd.
Do you remember
it's
the
a terrible take.
Do you remember when they got pitched from the restaurant called Tom and Chi?
Yes, I do. With a donut, like the glazed donut.
Yeah. So what Tom and Chi is, it's this grilled cheese and tomato soup based restaurant. Looks really, really good. They came in pitching Barbara Corcoran. Barbara went in with them. They had like one or two restaurants. I think maybe Wisconsin. Is where they started.
I don't remember.
They just had an update on this last one. Now they have like 17 stores or whatever. They said they have 25,000 applications to franchise that restaurant. So that will be coming to Iowa soon as well. Tom and Chi. Watch out for that one because it looks really good. Really good. So we will have, in the next 5 years for sure, we will have a Wahlburgers and we will have a Tom and Chi in Central Iowa.
We don't even have an In-N-Out yet.
Yeah, but In-N-Out is more family owned.
So inappropriate.
I think it's more family owned.
Is it?
And they wanted to keep it in the Southwest.
Or in the West Coast, yeah, over there.
Yeah.
Have you had it?
I have, yeah.
It's fantastic.
I think we need to create a pizza restaurant where you make your own pie.
Yeah, total Seinfeld reference there.
I was hoping somebody would catch
it. You can't have people sticking their hands in a 500 degree oven.
Yeah.
It appears the toppings, you flip the dough.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm hungry right now.
It appears that Poppy's a little sloppy.
What is your what's your favorite restaurant here locally, by the way? Not restaurant. I take that
Bench
back.
Warmers and Ankeny.
No. Not restaurant. Quit being a corporate shill.
The Cake Stand.
You're better than that. So... No, favorite.
If somebody asked
favorite
me who my
burger.
Favorite realtor was, I would say you.
Well, hopefully you actually believe that. So, yeah, favorite restaurant. You got to grab a burger. Where do you go?
You got to go grab a burger?
Yeah.
Where do you go? Chips.
Really? For a burger?
Huh.
I like chips. I actually, you know what? Back the truck up. Beep, beep.
Yeah.
Like a legit burger. Outback's pretty tough to beat. Wow. But here's the deal, though. When I go to Outback, I usually don't get burgers.
You get a Bloomin' Onion.
I want a steak. Yeah. But their burgers are pretty tough to beat.
When I think burger and I think... So when I
You're
think
thinking
burger,
like
I generally think
food.
Quick, yeah.
Okay.
I go Bebop's.
Oh, yeah.
See, I don't do fast food.
Culver's...
Subway is all...
Culver's
is good.
Yeah. Sonic doesn't make a bad burger.
Culver's is technically fast food. Their burger does not taste like fast food.
No, it doesn't.
They make a fantastic... I get the double butter burger.
Have you ever had the Bloomin' Onion
else there?
Burger?
I've not had a Bloomin' Onion burger, no.
I can't be bad.
Obviously,
I'm one of those guys, though. When I go to a restaurant, I typically don't get anything that I make pretty easily at home. And I can make a burger on the grill, so I never typically ever
See, but I feel like
burger.
I can make steak better than 90% of those restaurants.
I don't get steak at restaurants either very often.
You're one of those guys. See, I don't believe that about myself at all.
Dude.
No.
Hey.
Like, I have a friend that's a steak connoisseur, and he his name is Mike. I'll give him a shout out. And he has his own blend of stuff that he puts on. He calls it Mike's Rub.
Yeah.
And, like, it's a blend of whatever, and he lovingly pats that steak and pours a little beer on the steak, and he gets it just right, and he takes
Selfies?
His time.
Oh, time,
no, he takes his time, and I'll be honest, it does taste great, but some people are passionate about how they prepare a steak.
You remember Dave Zavolinsky?
Well, I don't know, but yeah, I know.
Okay,
who
so Z comes over Again, I know the night because I'll go to an Iowa State sporting event. It was when BYU came to Hilton and Will Clyburn went off a couple years ago.
You're like Rain Man.
What's that?
You are. He doesn't know the reference to Rain Man either.
Have you never seen Rain Man?
Is that Nick Cage?
No, Rain Man is
Dustin Hoffman.
He's autistic, and he's like the guy. So in the movie, somebody he's great with numbers, like big numbers though.
Yeah.
If you ask him, you know, $5 plus $10, he may not know it. But someone drops a box of toothpicks on the floor.
84 toothpicks.
And he looks at it and could tell you how many toothpicks just hit the floor.
Like you could.
You're like that. You're like an idiot savant when it comes to. Like this Iowa State knowledge of when things happen.
You could name like a football game that occurred when I was in college, and I could pretty much tell you what I did that night.
There's a few people in the world. I've seen this on talk shows. There's an actress, Mary Lou Henner, is an actress that was on Taxi way before any of us were born. But there's people in the world that when you say a date, you know, May 8th, 1976, they will be able to tell you what the weather was that day, what happened in the news that day. Automatically, their brain will not let them forget days and what happened, etc., which would be a blessing and a curse. You'd be fun at a party, but if someone said something mean to you on that day, you'd never forget it, ever. You couldn't let it go. That's what you remind me of with the Cyclone sporting event.
I'm the Cyclone fanatic guy.
Yeah, you're in the right position.
So Zavalinsky,
you were born for the job.
Zavalinsky comes over after that BYU game, and he's got this steak recipe, and I'm kind of like, you know, Dave's a very passionate guy. He over exaggerates a lot. He's very animated. And I'm thinking, how good can this steak be? Guys, I mean, it changed the way I approach steak.
Money.
So I've kind of like stolen the recipe now, and I've tweaked it to do things that I like.
Yeah.
And like, for real though, like my wife and I talk about it, like, you can't buy a steak at a restaurant better than this.
Yeah.
It's got like honey and soy sauce.
That's
and
quite the shout.
Rosemary.
Out. Does he listen to the podcast? Will he get this credit?
He's a podcast guy. I'll let him know. Yeah, but it's unbelievable.
Because we're talking about food, I have to do this because the food plus the Vikings is linked in. So I've gone to a couple of Vikings games in my life. The last one I went to was the Bears up there probably two seasons ago. And beforehand, we were asking for people from up there where to eat after the game. And I cannot tell you the name of the place, but there's a burger up there. Not at the Metrodome, which no longer exists, but the Juicy Lucy. Have you ever heard of that up in Minnesota?
No.
So there was a bar within probably 10 minutes of the stadium, driving distance. We go to it. It's kind of in a neighborhood. We went there. It's kind of a dive bar-ish feel. They make the Juicy Lucy. Mm. It's well known up there. It's got cheese inside the burger. It was fantastic. Like, it's one of those things where everyone knows about it. Everyone goes there and orders it. So you go to games. So you need to do a little Googling.
Go get that Juicy Lucy.
For the Juicy Lucy and grab one after the next game.
Pornographic images might pop up.
See, I'm talking about food here.
No, I know, but I feel like if I Googled Juicy Lucy, like some weird stuff.
I'd be interested. I bet if you Googled Juicy Lucy, Minnesota, I bet it pops right up. I bet it's that famous.
I need to put Minnesota with it.
It might be the party bus. No, what was it? The Viking players?
Boat.
The Love Boat. Yeah, you might get Love Boat.
That was the name of the stripper.
We need to get Sage on and talk to him about the Love Boat.
That was before his time.
No, but he's probably got some insight.
Oh, yeah. I'd like to know about that.
Yeah.
Do you think he has any insight on inappropriate pictures with Brett Favre and Jen Sturgis? Because I would really like to know the details of that as well.
We need to get Sage down here for a podcast.
We keep talking about guests, and yet we never have any. We need to like get someone down here.
Let's line that up.
Who do you want?
I don't know. Is the sky the limit? I mean, are we famous enough where we can say, hey, it's the podcast?
I know about that. I want to get the guy who's the bachelor.
Chris.
I want that guy.
I will excuse myself from that podcast.
It would be the most listened to podcast we've ever had.
I bet he would do it. Provided that we're enough distance away from the show, meaning a few months have passed and his fame has kind of gone down.
Because I want to talk to him. And I want to be like, bro, why you went to Iowa State, but why are you a Hawk?
Why?
Like, I don't care.
Or what is it like kissing 20 women in the span of a couple of days? What is that like? You know?
Can't suck.
He gets around. Do you know who he's engaged to, by the way?
No.
I cheat and I look ahead.
No, don't tell me. You'll ruin it.
I'm so tempted to ruin
Don't ruin it for me, Mark. I have to watch this with my wife. It might as well be suspenseful.
This is so pathetic.
I'll give you a hint. It's one of the people still on the show. Jeez. There you go. But yeah, you don't ever go to realitysteve.com?
No, I don't want to ruin it.
Yeah. True story. Can I tell you a bachelor secret?
You got a couple minutes because Gray has to go on his Valentine's date.
Yeah, we're doing it early.
This won't ruin it for you, but this is a little, you know, TV's full of lies for sure. The Loft, you'll see him in upcoming episodes when they're back in Des Moines and they're showing his Des Moines home. That Loft, which is in downtown Des Moines, is owned by a client of mine. And they paid him to rent it out, and Chris tells lies on the show, and basically it looks like his home. Not his home at all. My client lives there.
So we could corner him about this.
Yeah. Yeah. We could say, admit it. You didn't own that place. He'd say, darn right I didn't own it. So, and the producers of that show, by the way, like to pay you diddly squat for stealing your home, and he didn't accept that.
They probably, they just want like trade-offs and stuff like that.
I mean, they offered to pay, but it wasn't enough to make the inconvenience worthwhile. So he asked for more, and I think they gave it to him.
Yeah.
So I'm excited to see those episodes.
I am too.
See what's going on.
We were actually down at the farmer's market the day they were there.
Oh, really?
Yeah. We just saw like a huge crowd. I mean, I'm not the type where, let's go and stalk them.
That would be really weird to be famous for a short period of time. And he'll always be, at least in the Bachelor crowd, he'll always be somewhat famous, marginally so. But the fame will quickly fade once the show's gone. I would like to have that conversation. What was it like to be famous where everybody knew who you were for a short period of time?
Especially if he actually marries the girl. Because if he doesn't, he could kind of be out on the prowl a little bit going around. Yeah.
In Iowa, though? Because, again, it goes back to most people have jobs where they're like, I'll go there. I'll do that. But if you're the farmer.
I'm genuinely curious, though, about how this guy – it has nothing to do with Iowa's like hawk clone. It's because He grew up in Eastern Iowa, so he was probably a hawk growing up.
Yeah.
But he grew up on a farm.
Yeah.
Went to Iowa State, is an ag guy.
Yeah.
But he openly supports like Iowa athletics over Iowa State, which I find interesting.
Yeah.
It's no different than Zach Johnson.
But he didn't go to Iowa State, though.
No, but he went to Drake. Talking about Drake.
It's Drake.
He never lost the allegiance that he was born with.
I mean, what is Ray Giacoletti going to be upset with?
Everybody's not... Chris, not everybody gives up
Who's
their allegiance.
Ray Giacoletti?
The Drake coach.
Oh, okay. The women's or men's?
Men's.
Okay.
This guy's into sports over here big time.
We gotta go.
We can arrange that, though. I think we could get Chris on this
You podcast. And I should drive to his house, and we could take all the equipment. We could do a selfie in front of his ranch.
I think we should call him. We'll come to you.
I've tweeted at him a million times, and he won't write back to me.
That's creepy.
Why, though? Why?
Because I want to get him on the show.
No, why will he not get back to you?
Apparently, he thinks he's above the Cyclone
Fanatic
podcast.
How many requests is he getting right now for interviews and whatever? A lot.
I would like acknowledgement. We're fellow alumnuses.
A lot. You know?
I would like him to at least acknowledge my existence.
How do you pronounce his last name?
I shook his hand at the Kinnick after the game this year. He was up in the press.
How tall is he?
Not that tall.
Okay.
Well, taller than me, but he's not. Gray's taller than he is.
How do you pronounce his last name?
Souls.
I've heard Soulis, and I've heard Souls.
I think it's Souls.
It'd be nice if we asked him for an interview that we knew how to pronounce his name correctly before that happened.
I think he would like to come in and shoot the crap with us on the Fawcast.
Who would you rather do a Fawcast interview with, Steel Jantz or Chris the Bachelor?
Chris the Bachelor.
That's ridiculous. That's as ridiculous as your MTV takes.
I'm all about, hey, Adam, I'm all about giving value to our advertisers, and there would be a lot of people listening if we got the batch on.
And not Steel Jantz?
Yeah, there'd be a moderate amount of people listening if we had Steel
I told
Jantz.
You I almost got Dez and her fiance, whose name what? I think his name is Chris.
Yeah.
From a couple seasons ago. I almost had them for an interview.
He was a pretty cool guy, actually.
He left me a voicemail and said it was all go, except some stupid lawyers got in the way. So it is what it is. You know, they all have their entertainment lawyers they got to consult with.
Well, I feel like if I could get Chris Souls here.
Soulis, if he's listening.
I feel like he'd really want to be our friend. Why wouldn't he?
That's what he wants. He just wants him to be friends.
No, but like if you're that guy and you come and you hang out with us and do the podcast.
He'd have a good time.
You telling me he wouldn't enjoy this?
He'd have a good time.
I don't know if I'm even enjoying this right now. So
it would depend on how much we grilled him. You know, what really happened.
I mean, why are you a hawk, Souls?
Yeah, what really happened? I hope he doesn't listen to the podcast and hear you mispronouncing his
name. I hope Jantz is listening because we want to talk to you, Steel.
To wrap this up, this says a lot about...
You've got to go on your date.
Both of you. Yeah, I do. I got a date.
Do you really have a date?
Yeah, I got a date.
Yeah. What do you guys?
So we're gonna go just dinner and a movie.
Pancheros.
What movie are you gonna see?
We're gonna go see the. God, what's it called? Imagination.
Sounds awful.
Gosh dang it! It's up for a bunch of awards. I forget.
We're going to the
Fleur. You know where I can get myself a nice Guinness.
Fleur Drive.
Have you been to? Speaking of dinner and drinks, have you been to Flick's Brewhouse?
I have.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
That's an interesting experience.
They should advertise with us.
I would never go there if I wasn't also going to eat. That seems pointless to me. But if you're going to eat and watch the movie, it makes a lot of sense.
Dinner theater place down in Maryville, Missouri that's been very successful.
I think this Flick's one will be...
The Imitation Game. That's what I'm going to see.
Never heard of it.
I have heard of it. I have no idea what it's about at all.
Well... I'm going to go hang out with Brent Bloom and Rob Gray and do the Cyclone Fanatic radio show.
Yeah, have fun. Have fun. But what I was trying to get at, though, it says a lot about you that your favorite TV shows, what you enjoy watching, are Bachelor and MTV.
Bachelor's not one of my favorites.
Okay.
But my favorite is The Challenge. Get that right. Don't put words in my mouth.
And
I watch The Bachelor with my wife.
Yet you haven't seen classic movies like Office Space, like Rain Man, and you're watching garbage like... Real World Road Rules Challenge or whatever the hell it's called.
The Challenge.
It says a lot about you as who you are as a person.
See, this is why I'm on this podcast, because I'm the perfect hybrid. I can talk Cyclone Sports.
Yeah.
I can talk Bubble Bath and reality TV. But I can also talk classic movies. So and sing a little New Kids.
You should be a little bit more well-rounded, is what he's saying.
You
should be classing up a little bit.
I need to expand my horizons.
What was your favorite New Kids song, by the way?
Step by Step.
Really? That was never my favorite one.
I still love Step by Step.
Yeah, I mean, they run again. I like going on YouTube and watching the old videos. That's what I like.
I couldn't even remember one other song besides that.
One.
Can you name the New Kids? Could you name their first names?
Not one.
Joey McIntyre.
Not one, no.
Really? No, I couldn't name one.
Wow. That's crazy to me.
Yeah. All right, we got to go. We're at an hour.
All right.
Gray, enjoy the date.
Hey, thanks, bud. I appreciate
Hopefully, the wife, you know.
I so badly want to say an Office Space line where he's like, enjoy the date. Chris has no reference to this.
I don't know what you're talking about.
And I know you're going on with your wife, but I so badly when he said that, I wanted to say, make sure to wear rubber, dude. Total Office Space quote. I'm just going to keep throwing them out there until you say, okay, I'll go see this.
All right, I'll watch the movie.
Tonight?
No.
Do you have a DVD player, I assume, at home? Can I bring you Office Space next week?
I got a VHS.
You do not. I didn't know if you were all digital.
No, I really. I just have a tape player.
Yeah, shut up. Whatever. Gray's out of here.
Gray's out.
See ya.
Now we can X-rated podcast. Podcast After Dark. Hey, Charter, I love you, man.
I'm starting to believe that.
MarkCharter.com.
It is. It is MarkCharter.com. I think we're slowly but surely becoming kindred spirits.
What does that mean?
Best friends.
Oh, I do too. I can sense it.
Bosom buddies. I can't wait to come to Bonner and to drink some.
The fact that you fully admitted to the bubble bath.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we talked about my wife's
things.
It's the expansion.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like this is a good,
I'm just waiting for the official Bonner and invite. You casually mention it. You say, yeah, come over here. But you got to say, like, come over this night, this time.
Are you going to the game on Saturday?
I believe I might be going to the game.
So how about after I get done working, we meet at the Williams home bar in Bondurant?
How long after the game do you get done working generally? A couple hours?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Saturday? It's Texas Tech. I'll probably just do some videos and let Rob write.
How about we put the pressure on you and we say, if you send me a text and say, come over, I'll come have a beer.
No, because my wife works until 8.
Booyah.
So, perfect. All right.
Booyah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
For coming by.
You're welcome. I hope we'll continue to be friends as you continue to launch yourself into the stratosphere of all things media.
Come over and watch The Challenge with me. All right?
It's been years, but I will.
All right. He's Mark. I'm Chris. Thanks to Adam. He's already gone. He's having a date with his wife. We should have let him leave earlier, and then we could have talked behind his back.
That would have been fun.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll be back next week. Also, stay tuned. On Friday, we'll have the podcast from the Thursday Night Cyclone Fanatic radio show. A lot of preview for Saturday's game against Texas Tech. So long, everyone.